Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bamitzia Daf Mem Zayin, Bamitzia 47. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara, is dedicated, first of all, to Yeshua for Am Yisrael and this Ace Tzara for Shemira for the Chayalim and for Hatzalah for the Shvuyim. May the soldiers and the hostages be saved and rescued. The Daf Yomi discusses the idea that by the Talmudic law, if you give money to somebody to purchase something, the handing over the money is not what affects the purchase of the object, but rather it's the pulling of the object towards you, the pulling of the object that you're purchasing. It's not the giving of the money, it's the mishicha of the object. Why is this the case? So in today's daf, Yomi, the Gemara records the position of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Devar Torah, that biblically speaking, Maos is konos, that biblically speaking, actually, when you give over money to purchase something, you actually have acquired it just by the giving over the money. Well, if that's the case, so why did the rabbi say actually only the pulling towards you of the object is what acquires it? Because we're concerned that maybe the seller will say to the purchaser, "Nisrefu chitecha b'aliyah, your wheat was burnt in the upper chamber," and so therefore, meaning to say, You left your wheat in my property, and their wheat was burned, so I'm not going to bother to save it. So it's a protection for the person who's purchasing it and would cause all sorts of problems. Therefore, the rabbis say, to make the matter cleaner, we only say it's a valid purchase once you actually pull the movable object or the fruits into your possession.